Chapter 79. The Grey Gull didn't have much to offer in the way of fine food. The sandwiches usually weren't fatal. The best thing about the place was its view of the water, and the mist was ruining even that. But the Gull was nearly empty, and it offered a more comfortable place to get out of the wet than the front seat of Dee's rented car. Jesse hadn't said a word since he'd got behind the wheel. That hadn't changed. He was desperate not to react, not to show he was a mess inside. Dee wasn't her gorgeous self. She looked old somehow, and defeated. He was familiar with that look. He'd seen it on the faces of many suspects who were sure they were never going to get caught. It was the face of someone who glimpsed a very different future than the one they'd dreamed of or hoped for. He had seen it in the mirror a few times himself. "You mind if I get something to drink?" she said, her hands unsteady. "I think I need a drink. You?" He shook his head. Dee walked up to the bar and came back to the table with a glass full of clear liquid on the rocks that, but for the smell of vodka, might have been water. Jesse kept quiet. "I thought I would never see you again." She raised her glass to him and sipped. "But I decided I had to come back to explain." He shrugged. "Well, I never thought you were effusive. I kind of like that about you, but you could say something."
"What happened to your southern accent?"
She laughed, a reflex. No smile remained in its wake. "My accent was put on," she said.
"And your affection?"
"Nothing phony about that. I was falling in love with you, Jesse. I am falling in love with you."
"I wasn't talking about me," he said. "I was talking about Vic Prado."
Her jaw dropped and she took a big swallow of vodka. "What are you talking about?"
"There was an incident at your hotel today. Some big guy roughed up the head of security, and I went over there and had a look at some closed-circuit footage."
"What's that got to do with me?"
Jesse ignored the question. "I think this big guy is the guy who killed Martina Penworth. The girl who was..."
"The murdered girl?"
"Her. This guy was asking about Vic and a woman who'd spent the night in his room."
"It wasn't me," she said, "I swear."
"I know it wasn't you, Dee. But I asked to see all the video of Vic's movements within the hotel."
"That was you that answered the door to room 323?
She was at the vodka again.
"It wasn't what you think," she said. "You don't understand."
"Then explain it to me."
"He kissed me. I didn't kiss him back."
Jesse was unconvinced.
"I gotta give Vic a lot of credit," he said. "He spends the night with Lorraine Frazetta, and then he hops downstairs for..."
Dee cut him off. "Vic was fucking Mike Frazetta's wife?"
"How do you know who Mike Frazetta is?"
Dee reached into her bag, put a creased brown envelope on the table, and slid it across to Jesse. She said, "That's Mike and Lorraine Frazetta. The nasty-looking guy is Frazetta's muscle, Joe Breen." While he looked at the surveillance photos inside, she spread open a black leather credential case and held it next to her face. She whistled to get Jesse's attention. He looked up. "I guess it's time we were properly introduced. I'm Special Agent Diana Evans of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, but probably not for much longer." She explained about Harry Freeman's murder and about the lie she'd been living for the past year. "It was crazy," she said. "I can see that now, to risk everything the way I did. I've pretty much thrown away my career. But Harry was the reason I got into law enforcement. Lord knows my parents didn't encourage me. All they ever wanted me to do was to be pretty and marry money. Harry treated me like a person, not as a pair of tits and lips. I'm not saying I don't like looking like I do. It's opened a lot of doors for me. It's made a lot of things easier for me. But it also makes people take me less seriously. After Harry was murdered, I couldn't get anyone at the Bureau to pursue it. All they'd say to me was that I was too close to the situation, or that it was a local police matter. That not even the folks at the SEC were suspicious. The more I kept at it, the less they listened to me. Though I had one of my supervising agents say he'd think about it if I'd fuck him. That was a pretty risky thing for him to do, to make that deal. He risked his career to proposition me like that. I guess he must have been pretty desperate to have me. You know, the funny thing is, I almost said yes.
I felt like it was all I had to trade, and Harry was worth it to me. Same thing with Vic. I almost... What did you say?
I've been talking for 20 minutes, Jesse. Which part?
About trading.
I said, never mind. Can you drive me back to the station?
Of course. What is it?
I need to talk to some people about a trade.